Welcome. I am Coach Julie. This is the call for 100 plus pounds to lose. So if you identify as an OBS woman that has 100 plus pound journey of weight loss ahead of you, this call is for you. Anyone else is welcome to listen to this call as well, but we're coaching women in that category here at NoBS. Welcome. We have Coach Ashley in the chat. Please make sure your chat is set to everyone. And that way we can all see your genius. Good morning, all. Let's get Ashley here and let's talk about 100 plus pound to lose journey. That's what we're all doing here. And I want you to know I'm on that same journey and I'm about halfway through my journey. I sustain the mindset of someone who has 100 plus pounds to lose every day. And I am right here with you, excited to be with you. If you want to get coached, you identify as having 100 plus pound weight loss journey, please raise your hand if you have something you want to work on. I will call on you. Deborah, you're up. While Deborah comes up, here she comes.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
You caught me in the middle of putting on my mascara. So I was like, oh, that was fast.
We're just jumping right into it today.
Yes, I'm so glad because I've been thinking about this. I'm at work right now. I had to drive in to do a presentation later in the day. And the whole drive, I was listening to the camp call that happened this morning. And I've been thinking about something that came up in camp. I did virtual camp. And my video was one of the ones that was played. The virtual campers got to record a short video and mine was played. And I talked about my excuse of I've been overweight for so long. Nothing I do is going to change this. So that's been something that comes up a lot and has for many years. And I journaled about it, and I journaled about having a lot of evidence that the things I do affect my weight for the better and for the worse. And something else that came up around the same time was the idea that a lot of the excuses I had were a result of not having a strong enough why, which really surprised me. And I'm thinking there's a connection here with this feeling that that keeps coming up. It's better now. It's gotten better. That I'm like, yeah, I lost a pound. Woohoo. It's going to take so long. I feel like I'm not really making big progress. I feel like there's a big connection between that and also the whys that I'm trying to use.
Yeah. Tell me your whys. Why do you want to?
Well, one of the ones that has come up recently is, since I've been thinking about this, is the time's going to pass whether or not I work toward my goal. So like, I mean, barring something horrible happening, I'm going to turn 50 in 2 years. I'm going to turn 60 in 12 years. And that's going to happen no matter what I do now. So why not just work with goals?
So basically you're working on the premise of like, you don't have a why, it's a why not.
Yeah. And I don't know if that one's the strongest I could have.
No wonder it's not working, right?
Yeah.
Because how does why not motivate you? That's like, why not have the cookie? And we do.
Yeah, I guess part of what felt real about it is this, like looking back and thinking about my future self and thinking about my past future selves who would have been like, okay, really past Deb, why didn't you just do this? Because we were going to get here no matter what. So do it. But the way I'm saying it and the way I'm writing it out, although there's a kernel of it that feels real and helpful, I feel like the way I'm talking about it isn't, that it's just kind of there.
Yeah, and also there's some judgment here, right? Like it's almost like 50 and 60 or something, some looming thing that are coming anyway. And so you might as well make the best of a horrible situation.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. But
Right? Like, I mean, who really wants to like do something positive for themselves? We're like, here comes the Grim Reaper, impending death is coming, so I might as well do it. So let's just talk about like, why do you really want to have a smaller body? And I am wording it like this on purpose because let's not think about it as weight loss or not weight loss. Why do you want to live in a smaller body?
Well, I would like to be able to buckle the seatbelt on an airplane, even Southwest Airlines.
Let's stop there for a second. I think each time we'll stop. So what I hear you saying is I want to travel and you want to travel comfortably.
Yes.
Okay,
Because
that's
first
a
class is
complete.
expensive.
Yes. Okay.
And I feel like even though finances is one issue, I think one of the reasons we don't go to visit my in-laws as often in Puerto Rico is because it's so uncomfortable and it's so anxiety producing to think about flying on the plane for myself and for my husband.
See, I love that you bring this up because if you notice, there's a way to say these things that have facts, right? Like you're very uncomfortable, so you're avoiding travel and you have anxiety about that. And then there's a way to turn it into a why. I want to travel. I want to feel comfortable when I'm traveling. I want to spend time with my family in Puerto Rico. And I like want to have this good life experience, which is so much more motivating than just like, I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to be that. Tell me another why.
Well, this one is one that I felt was a little negative, and it's that I want to maintain my mobility. Well, not just maintain, but I want it to get better. I would like to have surgery on one of my feet, but my prospect of recovering is much, much lower considering my weight. But that one, I think the way I think about it seems like it doesn't feel as motivating because it makes me think bad things about myself. You know, how did I let it get this way? And
Right. Like, I do think there are ways that we talk to ourselves where there may be facts involved, but they're not helpful thoughts to think about, even when there's facts present. So let's talk about it. What do you want to do with your mobility? How do you want to live your life? What do you want to be doing?
I want to be going places and walking around. I work at a college and I would like to be able to walk around campus regularly without any sort of pain, or at least without pain that makes me feel like I'm damaging something worse than it already is. I would like to, I used to love going hiking. I would like to do that. I mean, this was a long time ago, but I would like to do that as well. I just started swimming again. This is because of no BS. Because I love swimming. I feel like I was made to be in the water, and I have not swum in years because the thought of walking around in a bathing suit was awful. So, I started swimming again because now I'm like, it's a cute suit. They get to see it.
Congratulations.
So I'd
So
like to
this,
go hiking too.
yeah, this is interesting because it's also paired with your travel. I want to go places. I want to walk. I want to hike. And you, we don't know for sure if anything you do with your body eliminates all pain. So I guess I would frame that maybe with the opportunity to say, I'd like to affect my pain as much as I'm capable of affecting it. So, like, I'm going to do my part to reduce the amount of pain I feel.
Okay. Yeah.
But so here's the thing, like, I want to create a life where I'm mobile enough that I can walk around campus, that I can take a hike.
Yeah. So focus on the things that it would allow me to do. And the feelings, I guess, because it sounds like a lot of feelings are coming up when you're talking about this.
What feelings are coming up?
Excitement and joy, just an idea that I could have that.
So this is perfect because I think when you're coming up with whys, a why is just a thought that's in your brain. But when the thought creates joy and excitement, you know you're on track, right?
Yeah.
That's the part that's motivating. And you notice, like, all we really did was take some sort of slightly like negative toned sentences and reframed them so that they feel better. The context is still the same. Your
Yeah.
body's still going to get smaller.
Yeah,
But we're
okay.
focusing on that, like, excitement and joy with this new line of thinking. So you know you're on the right track with your whys because they feel good. What happens when you have thoughts and they feel good?
I do good things.
Yes,
I take
ma'am.
good
That's
actions. Yeah, and you know what? I think I've been talking to my, I think I've been trying to come up with rational whys and
Yeah.
trying to reason for why instead of getting to that emotional core.
Yes. I think this is, like, for all of us that are talking today, this is the key when you're working on your whys. So many of us, like, come up with these practical things that make sense. Like, oh, I want to be able to get on the floor with my grandkids. That's great. If getting on the floor with your grandkids feels joy-filled, you're probably going to take actions to do that for you. If hiking feels joy-filled, if getting off that airplane to visit your in-laws, like, feels amazing because you're not in discomfort and you didn't sit there in anxiety, in discomfort, and you feel amazing thinking about that way and excited about the prospect, you know that's a why that will help give you traction.
Yeah.
Because you're going to take action from that amazing feeling. All right, this is your homework.
Okay.
I want you to, like, come up with a long list of every potential why. Exactly how it comes out of your brain right now, like the exact sentence. And then ask yourself, is there a way I can frame this that feels positive? So rework the sentences just like we did, and then, like, pause and notice in your body, like, do I feel excited? Do I feel joy? Do I feel happy? Does it feel positive? Does it feel like the Grim Reaper? Does it feel like terrible? If it feels
Yeah.
terrible, it's not going to motivate you. It's even if it's got some version of fact, it's still not helpful, and it's not a why that's going to be effective for you.
And is there any sense of judgment of myself or past self in it?
Exactly. If you're literally, like, if you're a person who loves clothing and you, like, want to be able to go in any store, that's so much different than, like, judging whatever size you wear or, like, how you shop. It's like turning sort of a negative truth, that there's some truth to it, to, like, a positive, exciting way to think about yourself and, like, what's possible for you. It sounds so much more exciting to sit down on that airplane and the seatbelt goes on and you're comfortable and you're on your way to Puerto Rico and you're visiting family and you're excited than, like, all the dread and anxiety that, like, you're trying to avoid with this why that way.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you've got
Yeah.
your path forward reframed
Yes.
so that there's, like, a positive vibe that feels good, right? I can't emphasize enough. This is not a unicorn skipping through fields of daisies. If it feels good to you, that's what matters.
Okay. And I actually have a list of whys I can go to and just do an assessment of them.
I encourage you to do that and then do that reframing, check in with your body, how does it feel? And then take it to Ask Coaches. You can put attention to Ashley or myself, and any other coach can help you too, and see, like, support you on reframing those whys so you actually feel amazing and take steps towards your goals.
Okay, thank you so much,
Thank
Julie.
you so much, Deborah. It's so nice to see you, and I look forward to hearing how it's going.
Thank you. I look forward to it going well, and it's going to.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. That's so good. This is so good for anyone who doesn't feel super motivated by their whys, even when there's truth to your story. If it doesn't feel good, it doesn't tend to get you to want to do something good for yourself. So find, wordsmithing. Like, think about being an author and all the ways that people rewrite sentences in a book, and that's normal, right? Like, nobody writes from first word to last word and gets published without editing and adjusting and making things sound different or better. This is what we're talking about. Like, there can be truth, but if the truth doesn't actually cause you to feel something positive, you're not going to do something positive. So, Karen, you're up next. I am going to promote you. Anybody who wants to get coached, please raise your hand. You will come after Karen.
Good morning.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. What are you working on?
I'm trying to figure out how to talk to myself when I hear things that kind of freak me out for the future.
Okay.
So for clarification, I have at least around 125 that I still want to lose.
Okay.
And when I hear things like, well, future you is going to be eating a lot less, I freak out.
Okay.
And I think some of it's holding me back because it's like, oh, less? How can I? I look at how much I've cut down now.
Well, I want you to, okay, let's talk about it. First of all, who's saying future you is eating so much less?
Well, I guess that's what I'm taking it as, because Corinne talks about adjusting it as you go on and your enough changes.
Yes.
And I think I've taken that to, like, at some point, my dinner is going to be a grape and an olive. And I have to leave two bites behind.
Well, okay. Well, no wonder you're in so much pain about this, right?
Yeah, and I didn't even realize it until I was thinking, like, how bad do I think it's going to be?
Right. I mean, you are literally making your situation so miserable. But there again, who is saying this to you?
Shady Karen.
Yes.
Oh, that bitch.
Exactly. It's like, I think we all forget that this all of life is incremental. So are do you have anyone in your life that's had a baby around?
Yeah.
Okay. Or you or whatever.
Not
I don't know.
me.
Yeah, me neither. So that's why I ask it that way. So, okay, like a baby like starts to roll over and then starts to crawl and starts to pull themselves up on a table and then like holds things and takes a step and then takes a step and then takes two steps. And then like someday they grow up and they're like me and they climb a stairwell with 2,500 steps, right? But we are not assuming from the table to the top of the tower, 2,500 steps. We trust that they're going to like do two and three and four. They're also going to fall on their ass a bunch of times. And they're going to cry sometimes when they fall. They're going to laugh sometimes when they fall. Nobody says, like, oh no, they fell down. Like, that's it. They're never going to walk. this is kind of what you're doing. You're like, oh no, if I eat any less, I'm going to be at one grape and one, whatever you said. I can't quite remember the olive. Other thing. One grape and one olive. It's like, okay, your brain and your body are on this journey together. And every day there's like these little incremental changes that happen. So would you expect your brain to be fully prepared to what's, I know shady, Karen, what's the
grace.
Grace. Thank you. So could you imagine Grace has all kinds of new thoughts after you and Shady Karen and Grace kind of go on this journey together? Will Grace grow at all?
Oh yeah. Grace is already saying right now, oh, that's, you know better than that. That's not what's going to happen. And you know, you have people to help you figure it out when you get there.
Right. You have a story right now that you're going to be eating so much less a grape and an olive. But in reality, you were eating so much more.
Yeah. It's just like Shady Karen is like, if we have a sandwich, it's going to be, you know, someday you're not going to be able to have a whole sandwich.
Is that true?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
Well, it's true that you don't know, but if you're eating when you're hungry and you're stopping at enough, Grace is going to be getting exactly what she needs from the food. Of course, she's going to be eating food she loves. So she's going to enjoy it in her mouth and her body is going to stop at enough. And whatever that is going to be the right amount.
Okay.
Karen, why is more better?
Oh. That's a hard one. It's not. Unless it's money.
And even that sometimes isn't true.
Yeah, right? That isn't always a blessing.
It could be, but not necessarily. It's not a given.
Oh, that's definitely one to think on.
I think right now you have a story somehow that more is better.
Yeah, when it should be enough is just right.
Right, exactly. At any stage. Why is enough great for you?
Yeah, enough is just right.
Yeah, and Grace is going to know that. Shady Karen's gonna learn it and or start like taking a seat each day, one row back in the back of the bus until Grace is driving and Shady Karen's sitting in the back and she's still yammering on, but it's just quieter.
I said this mental image of Shady Karen being the little brat kid in the back of the bus making faces at other drivers out the window.
Yeah, but she's still not driving.
No, and I think I need that'll apply to a lot because so much of where I believe I'm going and I want to go is such new territory that it's hard to even picture what life is going to be like.
Yeah.
So- and I've lost weight before, but when I did it before, I ended up with an eating disorder and was mentally in a horrible place, and I'm not going back there.
Yeah, life is going to be like today, only it's going to be whatever day that is.
Yeah.
Right? Like your whole life doesn't change because your body size is different. I imagine you're going to live in the same place or whatever place you would have. You're going to drive the same car. If you work, you're going to do the same job. If you're exercising, you're probably still going to like the same types of exercise. Like Grace is you. How are you, Grace, today?
Well, I know this morning I was reading a message that one of my no BS sisters sent, and she's been on the same journey and was giving me support and understanding and talking about the journey. And I think it was Grace who was really interpreting her message, because I realized, as scared as I get to jump because I think I'm going to crash and burn, this is the first time in my life that I have people that are going to help me up, dust me off, help me analyze what went wrong with the jump, and get me set to jump again. And I think that Grace telling me it's scary, but it's okay to jump.
Yeah.
You know, so, it's the trust fall, and I finally have the people who will catch me.
And you'll catch you.
And I think that, you know, realizing that gave me a lot of peace, and that's why I wanted to tackle this. You know, I feel like it's the negativity of this. You won't be able to do this, and you won't be able to do that.
So what will you be able to do, right? Like, just like Deborah earlier, it's like reframing. I mean, there may be a few things you don't do. I don't know. It doesn't necessarily have to be, but like, let's just assume that Grace has less hunger than you and less like drive for more than you, and Grace eats to enough better than you because she is you and you're working on it. Uh-huh. Let's say Grace has kind of become the expert at these things. Okay, it's going to be a little different, but how is it different? Amazing. Like, we all sit around thinking how we're not going to get it the way we have it now, but it's not so great. Who's sitting here so happy?
Well, and that's, I mean, when I reflect on the changes I've already made, I mean, I used to be able to go to, you know, the Chinese buffet and do some damage. And now it's, yeah, just go get some Chinese food.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, but just think about the concept of this. It's like, yay, I'm doing Chinese and I can do some damage. Like, is this something that we really want to celebrate? Like, why is
more better? No, and that's, you know, I think I really, if I focus on enough and really that word a lot, you know, I'm doing enough, I'm working on enough.
You are enough.
Yeah. And I think that part of me that has so many fears of the unknown is just shady Karen trying to protect me.
Yes. Right. I think this is something that we have. I mean, I know Corinne is like starting to extra focus on this, but that's been Shady Karen's job. And she did it well. Uh-huh. And she knew exactly how to do it. She gave you exactly what you needed to protect you as quickly as possible.
Yes, just- because I keep going to the thought of, but what if this doesn't work?
Yeah.
So, and I think that's the so far off unknown of, and I know it's so untrue, of how am I going to feel if I do all this and I'm still fat?
Don't worry. Like, you're going to have plenty of things in your life. Like, do you want to get there on that day and still think of yourself as fat and know you did a million things and have learned and grown and changed and like got lots from it? Or do you just want to be like, okay, I'm going to get there and be fat and like, what a waste of time.
And I think that's really where I need to let Shady Karen and Grace battle it out and let Grace take over, because it's funny. And you know, When I talk about Grace and Jay Karen, it's like, okay, my split personalities. But honestly, as I say it and say what Shady Karen says, Grace is in the back going, oh, no.
Well, here's back it up, bitch. I want to offer you though, Karen, let's stop for 1 second. And do Shady Karen and Grace have to battle it out? Are there any other opportunities?
A lot of time, Grace is a gentle talker with, I know you're scared. I know you're trying to protect us. I know you're trying to get us ready for all the different possibilities that could come up. And Shady Karen's always the constant reminder that I know how to deal with failure when it's my own created failure. You know, if I suddenly go off course and start eating the way I used to and everything, then I can say, well, see, I can't do it. But I know deep down that it's because I chose to, not because things didn't work out for me.
Well, here's what I want you to do. And my clients that I work with privately, some of you that are here will have heard me say this before, but I want you to envision a third version of this story where you're like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, and Shady Karen and Grace are like the Tin Man or the Cowardly Lion, and you are all linked arms and you're going down the yellow brick road together, and like shit's gonna happen. And one of you can handle all of it. And who knows which one? It doesn't matter. Because like somebody's gonna lay down in the field and fall asleep from the poppies, and someone's gonna catch on fire, and someone's gonna get rusty. And that's just a given, but it's like 100% a guarantee you're going to get to Oz and you are going to find your way home. And you can just trust that like Shady Karen's going to do her true job, and she has an important role here too. Mm-hmm. Grace is going to do her job. All of you are going to do your job, and you are just going to move down the yellow brick road, linked arms, trusting that like you guys got each other's back.
I like that. And it's funny because you say the yellow brick road in Oz, and my brain always goes back to the No Excuses Camp, the meditation, and the big oak tree.
Yes.
And every time I do that, even when you're talking about all of us linking arms, I see myself getting to that big oak tree, and the older future version of me is leaning on the tree with her arms crossed. And that's Care. She's me, but she's, you know, the older, wiser, looking back at everything. And I honestly, that was the first thing that came to mind, was that's what's at the end of my yellow brick road.
Yes. So we don't have to villainize Shady Karen anymore. It's time for her to kind of like link arms and just be one of the team.
Yeah, I think I need to just put the little asterisk disclaimer on her of, you know, Shady Karen doesn't always present herself as you'd like, hence being Shady Karen, but she is an important team member.
Yes, and she plays a vital role in our success. She's going to learn and grow. She's going to protect me when I need it, and protect me less because I can handle it. And Grace and her are going to work together to like get me to my goal.
Yeah.
It's going to take the three of you working together, right? Like it's not going to work when you villainize her.
No. And I think there's part of me that has wanted Shady Karen to just shut up.
Yeah. And that's not working, right?
No, it's not. And the ways that she comes out, at least I can put a name to it, but
yeah.
If it just made me reframe something, because yesterday Shady Karen was like, oh, French fries. Oh, French fries sound good. Salty, grease. Oh. Yeah. And, you know, I was just annoyed by that.
Yeah.
And today I'm looking at that going, what if I just think about that as Shady Karen was seeing how we react to such thoughts.
Yeah. And also she's used to you listening to her. So of course she's going to try and do like her old stuff. Like if you think about the habit brain, okay. So anyone out here who's a doctor or medical professional, please don't write into support. I know I'm not a doctor, but I do know that like the habit brain is in control of like all of our automatic systems in our body, right? Like the habit brain does not want you to be able to be like, hey, I'm going to control if my heart pumps and if blood flows through my body, or, hey, can I like inflate my lungs with air and then like not. Your habit brain is in control of a lot of your automated systems. She, Shady Karen, is a part of your automated system. And she is like, I know exactly how to protect you. And I know the ways where you listen to me fast. French fries, greasy, hot, tasty, salty, yummy smell. She's like, I know exactly how this has worked. Just like she is a part of the automated system that keeps your heart pumping, your blood flowing. It's an integral part of who you are. So the more you villainize her, the more you're sort of villainizing a part of you, the human being that like is doing its proper function. She has a very necessary role. You're just going to teach her like new ways to do it. Like she's still going to protect you. You're just going to teach her how you want her to protect you now. It's like being able to say to her, hey, Shady Karen, like you've done a good job. You've protected me a lot. I kind of got this now. I don't need you to protect me the same way you used to. Want to try this? Want to try that? Like, want to protect me?
Maybe
this
give
way
her
now?
A little more direction.
Yeah. It's like, want to protect me together? Want to try it this way? I still need your protection.
That's funny because Shady Karen's like, told you I was right.
Yeah, because like, honestly, right now, the more we villainize her, the more distance, the more like she's clinging to you because she is you.
Yeah, and she's the one that's always saying, you know, like, enjoy eating this much because someday you're not going to be able to.
Yeah, and you can tell her, I may or may not, but I for sure am going to enjoy eating whatever I do eat today. But how about you help me comfort the part of me that some of this is uncertain? You're right. I do want comfort from the uncertainty. You're right. But could we comfort me this way? Like get into curiosity with her. Like how else could you comfort me? That's not the same old way. I want you to experiment with that. And then same thing as Deborah. Find me and Ask Coaches, find me in Facebook, find Ashley or any other coach and let us know how it's going.
Giving me a lot to think about today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know where to find me, Karen.
Yep, I do. Thank you. Well,
thank you. I'll see you soon.
Yes.
All right. Kimberly. So good. As Kimberly comes up, I think it's really interesting. We all experience this, but there is almost like a rejection of the part of us that has done these habits. But in reality, becoming partners with that part of us, loving that part of us, understanding that part of us can really help move that needle and change the relationship with yourself. Hi, Kimberly, I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Wow.
Welcome.
Hi. Wow. Hi. Scary. Never done this before. So.
Well, here you are.
Here I am.
It's a Saturday morning, so I swear I'll be nice.
Ah, good, good. Wow. It's my lucky day.
What are you working on?
Nothing.
Okay.
So I've checked out of No BS for like the last 3 months. Wow. Because I'm so tired of thinking about food and weight. And I don't want to do it anymore. I'm 60 years old. For 50 years, it's been my life to get a handle on my food and my fat. And, you know, every time it's going to be different. Every time it's going to be a lifestyle change. It's going to be real. I'm going to heal, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just sick of focusing on food and weight. Yet I don't want to be fat and I don't want to use food to live my life. But I got to figure out a way to do it without focusing on food. And I mean, that's what I think I've come up with. I've got to figure out a way to, I don't know.
Well, let's explore.
Take care of myself without food and fat and have that be an end result, to be more normal with food and to be lighter in my body. But I'm just so tired of having this be my life. Seriously.
Yeah. So how do you feel? Like, what are you feeling in your body?
Like physical feelings? I'm not very good with both that.
Emotions and physical feelings.
I just feel sad. And just sad that as hard as I've tried for 50 fucking years, I can't. You know, I make steps, I make progress, and I always do what I always do, which is go back to the food and always want to not be fat, always want to not use food. And anyway, it's just my life for 50 years, and I'm so tired of it that even with no BS, which I think is great, I've been around for like a year and a half. But I still do the same things, you know, and so like about 3 months ago, it was just like, I decided I'm just so tired of this. I don't want to think about my thoughts. I don't want to think about my food. I don't want to make a fucking food plan. I don't want to watch the things that talk about losing weight because I'm so fucking sick of it.
Well, let's stay with your sadness together. So what do you, like, you feel very sad, and you've talked a fair amount about your focus on body and eating, but tell me about you and your life outside of body and eating. Do you like the life you live in?
It's been challenging lately, but, I do. I got to take an early retirement. Mm-hmm. And I do. I liked it better a few years ago when I was more, I don't know, something. But I do like my life. I mean, it's, yeah.
Tell me something you like about yourself.
I actually do like myself. You might not get it, but I do. I think I'm a really good person. I'm kind. I'm compassionate. I'm responsive. I'm involved. Well, I used to be more involved, but I care about, you know, I care about people. I care about, well, I don't care about the world so much anymore, but I used to care about the world a lot. I like myself. And I love myself, and I love nature. I love getting out in nature. I'm a good friend. I'm a good daughter. I'm a good spouse, usually.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate you sharing that with me. So tell me about your food journey in life. Like, why do you want to lose weight is the question.
I want to be lighter in my body because because I like to be active, and I want to be able to get my butt out of a kayak, and I want to be able to hike mountains.
Are you kayaking now? Are you hiking now?
I walk now. And I've gotten so, you know, probably, I don't know what I've put on in the last couple months, a good amount of more weight. So I think I kayaked in May. It's getting hard to get my ass out of the kayak. So now I sort of don't want to do it because it's I might not be able to get up and out. But Yeah, I mean, I do go, you know, yeah, I get out, but not to the degree that I used to when I, but I never have been able to do it the way I want to do it. I want to be able to, you know, but I still do it, and I have done it at 100 pounds overweight, and I, you know, would hike in Yosemite and blah, 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 but I want more. I want to be able to do it more, or with, I don't want the easy part to be hard. I want the hard part to be hard, you know, like when you get to the top of a mountain, I want that to be hard, not walking on a flat path. I don't want that the hard part.
Okay. So tell me, you said you love No BS, but you haven't been doing the thing, which is fine. Tell me about that. What do you like about it? And of the basics, what do you think are the easiest and why?
What I love about it is the thought stuff that I'm sort of tired of doing. I like, because it's real. It's like, to me, it's not, it's like, I realized years ago before I found No BS that it's like, I don't know. It's like what I think, you know, it's not, it's like how, you know, it's the thinking, it's the response to life. It's not the eat 1,000 calories a day business. It's like, it's the thought, it's the how you live your life and how you think about things and how you approach things, or how I do. So that whole thought business and how that all ties into feelings and actions and blah, 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 that just speaks to me.
Yeah.
And the easiest on the, or the four basics, well, sleeping is fine, but I don't have to do anything. That just comes naturally. So I get my sleep in. Water is practically the hardest. And, you know,
why?
Why is it hardest? I don't know. I have to really put forth a huge effort. I don't drink water ever naturally, unless I'm making a conscious effort to. So I've been able to, when I was following the basics, I was able to try to figure out ways to get my water in eventually. Weighing for hundreds hard, you know, eating till enough, unless I'm just like going over the deep end, I'm better at that. That's less, I mean, it's not great, but it's less of a challenge. So, but so, I don't want to do any of that stuff. I just want to.
Why not?
Because it's, I was going to say, because it's diety, because it's foodie, because it's like, oh, you know, like, what are you going to eat today? It's like, I don't want to do that. I want to be good to myself and heal myself and take care of myself and have better choices as a result of being better to me, rather than sitting there and figuring out what the hell I'm going to eat today.
Okay. What does that look like? Tell me about that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I like the things like journaling. Like, I mean, I've been delving into all the private coaching stuff. It's like, maybe that's how I'm going to like figure out how to not do this stuff without doing the food stuff.
I mean, maybe, but let's not look for anything external outside of you, right? Okay. You currently have a story. I don't want to do any of this.
Yeah. That feels like, it almost feels kind to me. It feels, it's like pulling myself away from all that diety stuff. And I know No BS isn't a diet. I do. I'm not like, wait, I'm being sarcastic, but
who's telling you, you have to do this?
Well, you have to make a plan. That's part of the four basics. You sort of have to. No,
but I mean like the whole weight loss thing. Who says you have to?
I don't want to be heavy and I don't want to use food.
Okay.
To manage my emotions.
Okay. So what type of emotions are you managing with food?
Escaping.
Escaping what?
Escaping life's difficulties.
Give me one specific example.
My mom currently lives with us. And when I get to get away, which I love my mom dearly, but I feel trapped. And so I just want to go away.
Okay.
And so I'll go away with food.
Yes. Okay.
Or I'll go away from everything that's hard with food.
Yes.
My spouse is challenging. So I'll go away from that with food.
Yeah. So I think this is your space, Kimberly, right? We can see it. Because what are you feeling right now?
I guess sad. I don't know what some other good words would be, but sad.
Okay.
Vulnerable.
Yes. Yes. I just want you to sit here with that. What does sad and vulnerable feel like in your body? Like, where are you feeling it right now?
Maybe in my, I don't know, my upper chest. Mm-hmm. And my eyes are leaking.
Yes. And what do you feel in your upper chest? Is it a tightness? Is it heat? Is it ache? Tell me about it.
It's tight. Tight.
Yeah. We need to take a big deep breath. Hold it in and let it out. Like then another one. It's okay. You're safe. It's okay. We need to take another deep breath, like in through the nose. Hold for a minute. Out through the mouth. Want you to remind yourself either out loud or in your head, I'm safe. I can create my safety right now. This is your space. I want to offer you, like, this is the space you want to be in right here. You have a lot of feelings that you're trying to push away with food. And processing through them, feeling them, regardless of a weight loss outcome. Let's not even talk about weight right this minute. Right now, you're denying your true life feelings, which isn't working for you. In the Trusting Your Body course, there's a video. It's about 15 minutes. It's called Now Plus Nurture. And on that page, it has a worksheet and it's a way to process emotion. So in No BS module 2, Corinne talks about feeling feelings, which is fantastic. But the Now Plus Nurture kind of takes that feeling processing to the next level. It's naming the emotion that you're having, which you just did. It's being willing to like accept that it's there and like allow it. So be open to experiencing it. That's the O now, naming O, open to it. The W is like witnessing it, not necessarily 100% like it's happening to you in the moment, but being willing to watch it with just like a little bit of distance between it. And then the nurture part is giving yourself the type of nurturing you truly need. Now, we don't know what that is yet, but there's a way to experience practicing and getting to know what type of nurturing you might need. And the first way to do that is there's the worksheet kind of outlines all this for you. But the first way to do that is to do what we just did, just to allow it for a minute, to breathe it through our body, to just observe it, that it's there. In this case, you said you were feeling sad, which having an elderly parent living with you or a partner that you have frustration with or whatever, these are normal feelings to have. And right now you're using food to kind of avoid them, which just kind of puts them at bay, but actually in a way, like they build up and intensify. And experiencing them like you just did with me, and you could kind of watch the wave of you experiencing it a little bit. There was some intensity. It's almost like you were climbing a little mountain. There was an intensity and heat, and your face had some red and your eyes were leaking, you said, and you felt tight in your chest. How are you feeling right now with those things?
Calmer.
Yeah, I can see that on your face. Yes. So it's almost like just a little, about 120 second mountain that you climb and crest kind of like a roller coaster and then kind of come back down. You literally just experienced the worst of it. And we can talk about weight and eating until we're blue in the face. And that has nothing to do with what you're experiencing here right now. Of course, you don't want to focus on eating. Like you have some real shit that you're kind of avoiding. that's building up and creating like almost like a pressure valve that needs release. And so my recommendation to you would be to literally like, Coach Ashley posted in the chat, the Now Plus Nurture link. I would love to see you go watch that 15-minute video and download that worksheet. And that's the one no BS thing you do for like the next month. Don't worry about your food plan. Don't worry about your eating. Because honestly, your eating will be affected as a byproduct of you learning to allow your feelings. It literally becomes just an outcome that you didn't work towards.
Because that's what I want. That's what I want.
Because you allow some of these feelings and you're going to learn to experiment. So I think some of you who are here who've come to other calls of mine know that I have a technique I use that includes patting my chest or sometimes doing this. And I envision like the back of a baby in the heat of my own hand. And I comfort myself like a baby. I kind of coo like a mom would to their child. I say to myself, "You're okay, Joel. Julie, you're okay. I love you. You're okay. You're safe. You're going to be okay." And I let the heat of my own hand generate heat in my own chest. And I let my tears run. And I imagine that fussy baby that you're kind of holding and you're doing this and you're patting. And I whisper inside my own voice and sometimes out loud, like, "You're okay. You're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Of course you're upset. Like, I got you." And I let myself ride that 120-second-ish wave. And then on the other side of the wave, I leave my hand there. I'm like, "You did good. I love you. You're okay." Right? Kind of like when the baby's like calming and soothing, but not asleep. And you're like aware, but you can feel the calmer heartbeat. And I wait for my own calm heartbeat. And then I take my hand down and I want you to practice offering yourself nurturing in this way, but experimenting with yourself. Some people find the backs of their arms tapping helps. Some people find this helps. Some people find tapping on the tops of their legs in a very, the human brain loves repetitive motion. And so what we're really talking about is just regulating your nervous system. So your nervous system is being activated by whatever happened with your mom and your sadness, and you're helping self-regulate. In the Trusting Your Body course, Coach Jane talks about it being above home base and below home base. Dysregulation is just a way of being above or below home base, and you're helping regulate your nervous system to something that's basically tolerable to support yourself. How does all that sound?
Helpful, calming.
Okay. Nurturing. That's the best possible outcome we could ask for today. I would love to see you go to the Now Plus Nurture lesson inside of the Trusting Your Body course. If for some reason you can't find it because it's in the chat and this call's coming to an end, please email support. I am the coach that's on duty today, and Vern can get your email to me, or we'll get you the resource for Now Plus Nurture plus the worksheet so you can start to use it. And I would love to see this be your primary no BS focus for at least the next couple of weeks, but I would suggest the next month. And trust your body, trust your heart and your emotion, that when you're allowing these feelings, you will turn to food less, which will make you eat less, which ultimately affects you long-term. We don't have to worry about the plan right this minute. Let's focus on your emotion and emotional regulation.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What I needed.
Okay. You take care of you.
Thank you.
And you know where to find me and ask coaches. You can email support at pmptribe.com and you will can say attention to me. You'll reach me. You can reach out in Facebook. You are not alone, Kimberly.
Yeah.
Thank you. Take care of you. Thank you so much, all of you, for coming to this call, for being brave, for sharing your stories, for working on the work you're doing. I want you to know you are never alone. You see me in the 100-pound group on Facebook and Ashley as well. You can reach us and ask coaches. Obviously, we are here for you on any level. You can ask any question at any time. And I look forward to working with you again soon. Thank you so much. Ashley, thank you for being here. Have a lovely weekend. Bye now.